go to bed.
And before, but when you go to bed, you're gonna go and on the couch,
relax,
or just
stretch out.
What else would you say?
Stretch.
Like you're not gonna sit down. You're gonna
lay down.
He was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just all day.
Sit around all day. Lay around all day.
Often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
awoke.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you do what?
Stop.
Oh. If a man meets a girl at a dance, and he wants to go home with her, he says to her, "May I
take you home?"
When you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, "Can I walk with you?" Would it make any difference in what you said whether you were walking or driving?
No. Ride with you.
How about whether you were speaking to a man or a woman? Would that matter? Get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow, and when your car was stuck in the mud or snow, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
shove
or a push. If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, "I carried it," you say, "I
totally like it."
You might tell a child, "That stove is very hot, so
just wait for it."
Or if some children come into the house and start playing with the things on the table, and you're afraid they're going to break something, you'd say to them, "Don't you
touch that."
If you want a knife and send someone for it, you say, "Go
bring me a knife. Get
me." What kind of outdoor games did you like to play?
Really, I wasn't an athlete. I was basketball.
What was that thing up there that you tried to hit in basketball?
Goal.
What about the hiding games? What did you call the
hiding?
What did you call the place that you ran for?
Base.
You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught it.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
If you're about to punish your child, he might say to you, "Please
don't
give me another
chance."
Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You say,